The Sports Map Radio Network presents the NFL Rush.
This is gonna be good!
Brought to you by Rufus Teague. Rufus always says, good sauce makes bad barbecue good, and good barbecue gooder.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
Well, we are underway here, our second hour with me here on the NFL Rush, and the four games going on right now. We're going to get updates in New Orleans, in Denver, and L.A. Seattle, the other game going on without eyes and ears, it's the only one that's truly out of hand right now. And it's twofold, as Seattle dominating, just absolutely dominating everything that is Jacksonville. Meanwhile, the Jags can't get anything. Jags offense has been relegated to nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I don't think it's going to change. I don't think at all, really, when you look at the possibility, at least, of it changing. I don't know what would change. Boy, I'm thinking right now, as we have Sunday night football and everything going on with the Cowboys, Monday night football, everything going on with the Chiefs, the quarterback scenarios and situations. Here's Trevor Siemian right now and leading the Saints team down the field once again. You know, I need to make up that terrible play that I did. And again, I have Bucks in this game live to counter what I thought. Saints are laying 2.5 right now in this game. I'm sorry, I'm going to double down again. I just moved to 3, but I'm okay with a field goal. It's not ideal, but I'm okay with a field goal. Saints have controlled this game. I don't know what to make just of yet with Tom Brady, but getting the Saints minus 2.5 or 3 with them moving the ball down the field, actually, pretty convincingly. Trevor Siemian able to move around a little bit. This offense has stalled at times. I get it. But, man, you'd have to think that the way in which Brady has played, which has been brutal. Saints have a chance here at home, too. We'll get updates. 3 different spots and that Jags-Seahawks game as well.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'm gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Over 2.5 million airline passengers fly every day in the United States. Those passengers depend on reliable airplanes, and those planes need certified aircraft technicians. That's where you come in. We are the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and we train tomorrow's technicians. We train our students hands-on with real aircraft, develop their skills, and prepare them for real jobs in the industry. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the average aircraft technician in the United States makes over $62,000 a year.
The job opportunity is there. The money is there.
If you want to work with your hands, it's a perfect place for you.
Call 800-876-0097.
I'm very impressed with the AIM curriculum. The school's keeping pace with the demands of the industry.
The potential for growth is astounding.
At the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, we train tomorrow's technicians.
800-876-0097. 800-876-0097.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on besthotelrates.com. BestHotelRates.com works with all the top hotels in the country while delivering you great hotel and room choices for the best prices. Why wait? Go to BestHotelRates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. BestHotelRates.com, it's in the name, BestHotelRates.com.
NFL Rush continues on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Check out the full line of Rufus Teague sauces and dry rubs at RufusTeague.com today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
All right, let's go out to L.A., get an update with Mark Myers between the Patriots and Chargers. Mark, we're in the second half. What's the latest there?
Well, the Chargers led 14-13 at the halftime break, and it remains that same score. Now with just about 5 minutes remaining in quarter number three, it's still 14-13, just a one-point lead for the Chargers. And for the most part, as the score indicates, seeing kind of a lackluster offense on both sides, maybe because we got two great defensive coaches here today in Bill Belichick and Brandon Staley. But again, it's just a 14-13 lead for Los Angeles. Mac Jones, 166 yards passing on 12 completions. And then we really haven't seen the dynamic Justin Herbert. We've kind of come to expect Herbert has only 103 yards passing on 9 completions with a touchdown pass to Keenan Allen and one interception. But right here, New England's got a real nice drive going. They've got the ball down to the Charger 29-yard line, looking to possibly take the lead. Again, it's a one-point L.A. lead, 14-13 here in the third quarter. Back to you.
Appreciate that. Mark in L.A. to Darren in Denver. What's the latest now? Also in the second half between the Broncos and football team.
Well, the football team has decided to get the tied back in their own end zone a couple times. So we're really looking at a pretty low scoring game where it's 3-10 right now. And so we're trading punts, but hopefully we are expecting something to happen here in the second half, though maybe it might be a little bit optimistic with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. It's the Denver Broncos 10, football team 3.
All right, appreciate that. And just thinking as Darren's giving that update, you know, that live total is 29.5. We're at 13. Okay, we have Josh. I don't want to waste Josh's time by breaking down a live half total here. Josh, what's the latest now? Looks like we have some updated injury news from you, sir.
Yeah, first to start off, quarterback Jameis Winston has been ruled out with a knee injury. Don't know the specifics about said knee injury, but he's been ruled out. The Saints received the ball to start the second half. We're able to drive down the field. They were able to convert on a crucial fourth down, and then were able to get into the end zone, a one-yard rush by running back Alvin Kamara to cap off a 10-play, 76-yard drive in 5 minutes and 59 seconds. Some quick stats update for you. Backup quarterback Trevor Siemian is 10 of 15 for 107 yards, one touchdown. Alvin Kamara has 14 carries for 46 yards and one touchdown. Just a side note, Jameis Winston also had 4 rushes for 40 yards. On Tampa side, Tom Brady, of course, is 10 of 17 for 127, one touchdown, one interception, and one fumble loss. Giovanni Bernard leads the team with 2 carries for 30 yards. With about 9 minutes and 1 second left here in the third quarter, the Saints are on top of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 23-7 here in the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans.
All right, Josh, we appreciate that. Thank you, sir. One more time, we'll get all three individuals from their respective spots coming up in less than 30 minutes. I can promise you that. Alvin Kamara in. Oh, now the guy wants to start hitting extra points, huh? Now Johnson wants to start kicking him. 46 yards on the ground, but the score, and that's a difference maker right there. Trevor Siemian also with the score. Saints, this is inexcusable for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Inexcusable right now. Tampa was on fire. And yeah, Antonio Brown's absence, but look, Gronkowski is not the end-all, be-all difference maker that he was back in New England. But Antonio Brown being out of this football game should never be the result of an offense sputtering when you have Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. And yeah, I get it, Marcus Lattimore taking Mike Evans out of the game. You've got three other guys you can throw to. Tom Brady just doesn't look right. We talked about that in the last hour. This is going to be one hell of a comeback if, in fact, there is one with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, the flip side is Patriots now find themselves up 16-14, looking at some live lines with that game. We are hitting the fourth already in Seattle. It's just miserable. Just a miserable football team in Jacksonville. I don't know what else you can make of it at this point. So bad, yet they haven't, they finally, it looks like, I don't know statistically, I'm just going to guess that this is the first time they've crossed midfield. They finally have hit new territory here. Bucs get the ball back, they trail 23-7 with 9:01 in the third. Chargers, Mac Jones, Damian Harris, Bill Belichick walking in. This had letdown written all over it following that smashing of the New York Jets. Cross country. Meanwhile, the Chargers look like they've been neutralized. High-flying Justin Herbert. Remember that MVP conversation? Remember all that talk early on? Oh, Brandon Staley. Wow, what are they doing out there in L.A.? Look, the Patriots' defense is good, don't get me wrong, but this was a major opportunity to strike and take advantage of a team who was prime for a letdown. And now here they come, Eckler with a big run. 28-yard run pushes it across midfield. Gronk is out and is not coming back. I mean, just the rotation of guys. Again, Gronk out, Brown out doesn't mean that you can't throw the football. My goodness, no excuses here for Tom Brady, please. No. We're not going through years, decades of his career and pointing, oh, he couldn't do this with no talent here, and then have all this talent and then chalk it up to not having Brown or Gronk on the field. Sorry. You know, that's not going to fly by any means. Awaiting to see what the Chargers can get here with this drive. But again, trailing down a field goal puts them up. That's a big run again. We'll see, in fact. Brady gets 2 yards on the ground. I don't know what his player prop rushing was, but it's probably 2.5. I wonder what it is live. Live rushing props for quarterbacks, just they're great. They're hard to get, though. Justin Herbert's at 10.5, his live. Brady's off the board. I figured it would be very difficult, so low with that. In case you're wondering where Herbert is right now with running the football, he's got 2 carries for 9 yards. Oh. Wait a second. And his live is 10.5. Kind of have to play that, right? That's not 10.5 from now. That's just overall 10.5. Doesn't look like the Chargers are going to be kneeling the football anytime soon. Herbert has 2 carries for 9 yards. His live in-game rushing total is 10.5. So, yes, I just went over that rather comfortably, mind you. Well, Heinicke, is that Carter? Yep. DeAndre Carter with an over-the-shoulder grab. Beautiful throw and catch. And we've now hit 10-10. Where's our buddy Darren now, huh? Wow. Poor guy thought this thing would run through. He can get out early. Now it's got a football game. A 10-10 football game. At some of these guys live right now, it's insane. Jacoby Myers to catch a touchdown, plus 600 on the board here in this game. It's been such a low-scoring game. I don't know if you're really going to get anything outside of like an anytime or a receiving touchdown or a rushing touchdown. Even anytime's maybe tough. Chargers trying to do something here with the football. 4th and 4 on New England's 30 after that. So they're going to have to settle for a field goal. Field goal, made field goal here is going to put them up by a point. So at least you have that. Other than that, you know, it's just an update across the board here. And again, the big one is New Orleans just pounding Tampa Bay. Finally, there's some life, it looks like, in the Bucs offense. Maybe, just maybe, you can get that going here. As Brady to Godwin for 44. Finally, they get that big play. I don't know what's been taking them so long to try it down the field. Field goal is good, by the way, for the Chargers. That puts them up 17-16. Leonard Fournette just fumbled in the end zone. This is not Tampa Bay's day. Okay. Fournette, if he caught it, fumbled the football en route to the end zone, right before the end zone. 1-2. The ball just, I don't think that's a catch. So we'll see if that gets reviewed. I don't think, are you watching this, Jack? Just curious. I don't think that's a catch.
So what I have on right now, Red Zone, they're reviewing some other plays in the Buccaneers game went to commercial. So which game?
That's the game, the Bucs game. You must be,
I'm in a commercial break
right
now.
Are you behind me on the red? There's no commercial break in the red zone. On the Bucs game went to, they just went to a commercial, right?
Yes.
So you're seeing the kick retro. But they showed a bunch of replays of that Fournette grab or drop or fumble, what have you. I just don't think that, honestly, I just don't think that's a catch.
And the red zone right now has Seahawks and Jaguars on right now, so I don't see the Buccaneers Tampa, but I'll look it up and I'll try to see.
No, you missed it then.
Yes,
because
I missed it.
Because did it go? Yes. So it went from what, Chargers? I think we're watching the same channel. We have to be. Am I that far behind?
We have DirecTV here in the studio. Do you have the same at your place?
No, I'm watching the app, YouTube TV app.
Oh, yeah. So usually with like YouTube TV, it's Fubo, those streaming apps.
Am I significantly back? I'm on the Chargers-Patriots game still. Are you not watching that right now?
No, I'm on my Red Zone channel, it has Jaguars-Seahawks.
So wow.
Maybe it's regional? I don't know.
That would be insane. I didn't think it would be.
I wouldn't think so either. And I do see, so we have the Chargers game on one of the other channels here at the
no,
studio.
No. We're both watching the same red zone, except we're watching different content. That's craziness.
I have no idea, because they're both one team from the West, one team from the East.
Right.
So it shouldn't really matter who sees what.
No, not at all. Not at all. But neither one of us, point being, is that neither one of us have this Saints Bucks back. So we're still waiting to see what the call is. It technically went down as a fumble recovery by the Saints in the end zone for a touchback. But again, after watching that, seeing that,
looks like they've ruled it an incomplete pass.
Is the right call. Did you see it?
Yeah, it didn't look like there was a, it looked like it could have been a fumble, but at the same time, like, I'm watching the replay one more time.
There's like a split second where Fournette could have established control of it, but the ball gets knocked out so fast that it doesn't look like he's fully established with the ball.
I think that's the kind of safe when in doubt, incomplete pass.
Right. Right. And then I have no problem with them ruling a fumble and going back and revising it the way they did. It's just I couldn't see Leonard Fournette establish himself with the ball, make that, as they say, football move. But that was such a – I mean, that was a terrible play right there for the Bucs. Wow. It's just a brutal play right there for the Bucs. Broncos with the ball back. It's still tied at 10. Don't hold your breath in case we go to overtime. Every time we look up, Jacksonville, once again, back to their own end zone. First and 10 on their own 9. 0 points. There's a touchdown. Ronald Jones. Nope, that's Giovanni Bernard. Sorry. So it's going to be 23 pending the extra point, 14 right now. Wow. This game has been insane from the standpoint of mistakes, breaks, Brady with a fumble, Brady with an interception. Could have been Leonard Fournette with a key fumble in the end zone that the Saints would have taken back, but instead it's Tampa taking full advantage of that. This is one of those drives that you fear when you basically write the Bucs out. But at the same time, the way in which Brady had been playing, it was so difficult to think that something would just change, magically change. And look, that's not... Oh, I'm sorry. We have to take a quick one here. We'll come back, update you on what's happening with all four games. It's the NFL Rush.
High Frequency with Kevin Zpac.
Ben Simmons is average? I mean, he's a good defender and an absolute offensive liability. He is not only making himself look terrible in this whole situation, but he is cursing that franchise because there's no way they're going to be able to get back anything half decent because no good team's going to want to take him. Like, you know who wants Ben Simmons? Cleveland, Sacramento, like these teams that he's not going to want to play for because he thinks he's good enough to go to a contender, even though everybody saw the playoffs last year and saw him go into his little cocoon. He couldn't even go over Trae Young for a layup, nearly uncontested, because he's too much of a coward to go to the free throw line. You know who else sucks at free throws? Giannis. But you know what? Giannis is a bad you-know-what, because even though he stinks at free throws, when he's on the free throw line, he thinks he's going to make every single one of them,
sure,
and that's
does.
Why he's the MVP of the league, and he just won a title. I'm done with Ben Simmons.
High Frequency, weeknights from 6 to 8 Eastern.
Wake up call!
I think the Steelers defense has a chance to be something special. Kind of Broncos-esque when the Broncos won the Super Bowl, because it was all about their defense. It was about Peyton Manning.
You know, it's really funny. I went through my Facebook memories, and I actually have a memory that says Broncos can win the Super Bowl despite Peyton Manning. Manning wasn't playing particularly well, but somehow they were winning these games with a stellar defense.
That right there is you putting the Tony D in Nostradamus.
That's right!
Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern.
The Dave Smith Show.
I got an old get off of my lawn old man story to tell you right now. When I made my reservation here, I said to myself, I am not getting a place if it's streaming. The last time I stayed here, the streaming was a nightmare. It kept buffering. It kept going out. I'd lose the screen for 2 hours. And I said, never again. I'm too old to try to figure this out. So I made my reservation. And they said, sir, we spoke with the manager directly at the place where you're staying. It is 1,000% guaranteed. No streaming. You have cable television. We promise you. Have light in Orleans? Check in. Streaming. Streaming service. I'm yelling and screaming. I'm calling them liars. I said, you lied to take my money for the... No, sir, it was a glitch. And I said, you know something? You don't understand the difference between glitch and a lie, do you? That is a flat-out lie. You put me on hold and told me you spoke with the property manager and said it was not streaming. But I signed up for Fubo. I had to pay for a month, and now I get to watch sports.
The Dave Smith Show. Weekends at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Pharrell.
coast to coast.
Let me say this. The Heisman Trophy Nissan commercials are more important and better than the Heisman Trophy. Do they even do the Heisman Trophy at the Touchdown Club anymore in New York? This pack of losers, honestly, it's the worst class I've ever seen in my life. They need to do more Heisman Nissan commercials and less Heisman Trophy hype because it's just stupid.
Pharrell Coast to Coast with Scott Pharrell. Weekdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to the NFL Rush on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Visit RufusTeague.com to get your sauce today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
Third down and four. Got to get it to the three. Four down territory. We trail by three scores. In motion, Bernard to the right. Empty backfield. Brady throws toward Bernard. Makes the catch of the five. 3-2-1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Bucs radio there. Just to update you on the latest. And that was the score that gets them up within 10. Well, 9 technically, sorry. I keep forgetting that, trying to black it out of my head. That missed extra point to end the first half. Chargers up 17-16. We've hit the fourth. Broncos are trying to break this 10-10 tie, doing their best. We'll get an update in 10 minutes. The only game we won't get an update from, the Jacksonville-Seattle game. And looking at this specifically, wow. You know, Jacksonville, they are so pathetic. I can't believe how pathetic this offense is. And just how it's not even anemic. It's not even flat. It's worse than that. Chargers pinned back all the way after a penalty on their own 6. This could be a huge game-defining drive for the Chargers right now for two reasons. One, you get a touchdown. You still have that point. Now you're forcing a two-point conversion for the tie. Also, you really can take a lot of time off of the clock and continue, especially with a touchdown. You got a 6-7 minute drive here. Now, you don't need that. You just need the points more so than not. So you play for the points. It's going to be a fourth down now for the Saints on their own 22. Not easy. I can't believe it's like every single time, even Washington was able to get in. Like even Washington, that football team, as bad as they are, they were able to do something. You know, the Broncos, as rough as this offense, yeah, Jerry Jeudy back still, going up against a really bad defense in Washington overall. You know, looking at this, as even these two teams have been able to get some points on the board. Instead, it's just penalty, mistake, ineptitude. This is who Jacksonville is. Nobody on that team is talented enough to overcome it. Nobody on that team is good enough to even get a fair shake on it. Yeah, I'm imagining that James Robinson would thrive elsewhere on a good team with a halfway decent line. That would be something to look at. I'm surprised they haven't tried to move him for something at this point just to continue to build, wasting him away. Trevor Lawrence is atrocious. This defense is not great with Seattle to the point where you should struggle to move the ball over midfield. It's really bad. Fourth and 16 on their own 28, 8:24 to go. Just end it. Seriously. Now, the problem is that you don't want to take some crazy bet here and run that risk, of course, of backdoor, you know, some in-game total play here and get backdoored by Trevor Lawrence going deep or some broken play or Seattle just trying to get out of there. Whatever the case is, you don't want to run that risk, and that's the problem, of course. Boy, this is between the Chargers and the Bucs right now, or Chargers and Patriots, but between these two games, I should say, just to clarify here. L.A. is holding on super tight. We're going to get an update from Mark Myers. They keep getting pushed back in their own end zone. And then on the flip side, you've got Tampa right now who has the ball back after stopping New Orleans again. Teddy Bridgewater takes the snap. This wasn't even a bad shotgun snap. It's just Mr. Glass dropping back, it looked like, and just tripped. Turf Monster got him. Stepped on his own. No, I think it was his lineman who got pushed back. I take it back. I was trying to rip Teddy. He doesn't deserve it. It's the namesake of my son. Doesn't deserve it, but still, that was...
I think the center stepped on his foot.
That's what I was going to say. Was it the center or the guard? Somebody got blown back so quickly, which, again, is always... It rarely happens, but... That's a pick. That should have been a pick. It rarely happens, but it's the timing of it to get blown back like that. Think about how fast you would need to have you just get pushed back like that by a defensive lineman. So that's what caused Bridgewater to flip. He tried to work the ball into Judy right there. It got popped up. Might have been a little PI ahead of time, but got popped up. And I thought maybe Chase Young had his hands on it. But still, Bucks now moving the ball. First and 10 on the Saints 48. We'll update you. We'll go around these four games.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $750 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for the name brand again. Get generic Sildenafil for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-450-5582 today and save up to $650 and get 50 pills for just $99. Generic Sildenafil is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Call 800-450-5582. That's 800-450-5582. Again, 800-450-5582.
Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt overwhelmed you? Has your income decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a solution to this problem. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Guard of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-712-6758. That's 800-712-6758. 800-712-6758.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744.
The NFL Rush continues
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Check out the full line of Rufus Teague sauces and dry rubs at RufusTeague.com today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
We're looking at this earlier. At about 6:15 Eastern time, we went under 29.5 as the total, the in-game total between Washington and Denver. Now, Darren's been on the scene for us, giving us some updates. Is that in jeopardy, sir?
Well, I wouldn't say it's in jeopardy, but they're definitely inching towards it as we get here into the fourth quarter. In fact, the Washington football team managed to put a 20-yard touchdown pass from Heinicke to DeAndre Carter in, so it's now tied, and then McManus had an opportunity to take the lead here in this fourth quarter, but instead of the Washington football team kicker, it was McManus who blew it, so we are still tied here at 10-10 with just a over 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And so I think people should feel fairly comfortable, but these teams are pretty good at losing a lot of things, and so you never know.
I'll take fairly comfortable, by all means, as a non-guarantee guarantee. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate that. We'll get a couple of more updates here around the horn. Jack, you tell me if we're ready. If not, then we'll keep it moving here. Okay, so nobody yet, right?
No, nobody yet, okay. But we have a good game down in Tampa, though.
Unbelievable. We have that in Tampa with Mike Evans scoring, and it looks like the Patriots now successfully converted a Jones to Myers two-point conversion after a pick six. Justin Herbert's second interception, this one going back for a score here. So now the Chargers find themselves trailing 24-17 at home to the New England Patriots on Halloween night. This has been a bizarre Sunday. I don't think it's been crazy. Like the one that people will talk about early on, of course, is that, the Jets and White and all this. No, I and again, you can follow me on Twitter at Shander Show. I do other stuff throughout the week, so it's not hard to find me. And I'm not going to make something up by any means. In fact, we talked about this on Thursday night on a TV show I do here in Philly. So it's on some sort of record on top of that. But this was just way too easy to take the Bengals. Now, I thought the Bengals were tease material by all means. So the Jets winning outright is huge. But this was their second win like this season. 23-21. Now there's pressure on Trevor Siemian. I'm sorry, Josh. I didn't know you were on the line. I didn't mean to overstep you on the score. What can you tell us? All the details on how we've got here now. A pretty tight game in New Orleans.
I'll tell you what, on Tampa's next possession since we last talked, they were able to get down the field, down to the red zone on a pass to Leonard Fournette that initially looked like a fumble, but was reviewed and was ruled that he did not have possession. Quarterback Tom Brady was able to eventually find running back Giovanni Bernard on a 7-yard pass to cap off an 8-play, 75-yard drive in 3 minutes and 28 seconds. On the Saints' next possession, they were held to a 3-and-out, and on Tampa's next possession, quarterback Tom Brady was able to connect with wide receiver Mike Evans on a 41-yard pass that also included a pass interference that was scored on that 41-yard touchdown pass that capped off a 6-play, 44-yard drive in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here's some quick stat updates for you. Right now, with 27 seconds left in the third quarter, the Saints are still leading us 23-21 right here in the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans.
I've got Brady for 269-3. He's having himself a day, especially looking really shaky in that first half.
Yeah, definitely. He's closing the gap here, guys. It's going to be interesting to see how the Saints are able to hold on here in the fourth quarter.
Right. Josh, thank you, sir. Appreciate it today. We appreciate Josh and earlier Darren in Denver. Let's go out one more time to Mark Myers out in L.A. And, wow, that's all I got to say here as the points on the fourth quarter so far. Pretty surprising, to say the least, Mark.
Well, just now a huge turn of events here and a huge mistake by Justin Herbert. Threw an interception to Adrian Phillips. Phillips went to the ground at the 25-yard line, got up and raced untouched into the end zone for the Patriots' touchdown, and now the Patriots have a lead of 24-17 after the Phillips defensive score and a successful two-point conversion. That was a pass play to Jacoby Myers. So in the blink of an eye, the Pats take a seven-point lead on that pick six and then that two-point conversion. Just a heck of a play by Adrian Phillips to lay out and make the catch, and really a terrible pass by Justin Herbert. And that was Phillips' second pick today of Justin Herbert. Now, Mac Jones will see if he can protect the lead. The rookie from Alabama having a fairly decent afternoon, 175 yards passing, no touchdowns, but no turnovers. But again, that mistake by Herbert leads to a New England score. And the Patriots, with 10 minutes exactly left here in the fourth quarter, have a seven-point lead on the LA Chargers, 24-17.
Awesome stuff as always, Mark. Thank you, sir. And I am surprised, to say the least, shocked, to be honest with you, that the Chargers are finding themselves in this position. Now, remember, the second interception, as Mark just laid out, that's the one we talked about that went for the pick six. So that alone, I think you can look at as just the timing of that mistake and that major mistake that was just made. You know, honestly, this has been a really disappointing effort by the LA Chargers. This was a team in New England. Mark just laid it out. You know, Mac Jones hasn't made any mistakes, and I know that you can point to game management and all of that, but he never really was in a position where he had to throw. Never really in a spot, to say the least, where he had to make a throw. Just waiting to see what this flag is that comes down now with the Chargers and Patriots. But this was, I think, if you look at a loss that could go down, and right now, you know, we have to give the Chargers the benefit of it, where, you know, to lose this football game at home, following a bye, it's a bad way to come out like this against a Patriots team that really just should be much worse than this. And Mac Jones really hasn't done anything at all notable. So that's, I think, a problem in its own right that I thought was going to nip the Patriots in the rear at the start of this hour. It was all ready to go into it. And say how at some point, you know, this big diatribe about, oh, at some point Mac Jones going to have to make some throws. And at some point the Patriots here are going to have to make some plays with their quarterback. But now it's Justin Herbert. Finally, the Jacksonville Jaguars have encroached into the Seahawks red zone. I can't believe this game. We were talking about this earlier, Jack and I, each watching the red zone. It appears like we're watching different versions of the red zone. That's fine. But the point now is that I can't believe that anybody keeps going back to this game. Would anybody complain to Scott Hansen if they didn't see a second half highlight of the Seahawks-Jaguars game? There hasn't been. Oh, there was one touchdown. I apologize. One touchdown. Block kick is... Chris Blewett is an underbetter's dream. That needs to be tweeted. Is that the guy's name, Chris Blewett?
That's an aptly named person for a
football
player.
It is, isn't it? But is his first name Chris?
I don't...
I don't know why I keep calling him Chris Blewett. I got to figure out, right? I mean, what's the... Where did he come from?
Chris Blewett, the football place kicker for the Washington football team?
Yeah, Chris Blewett.
That's an even more aptly named name for a kicker.
It's the best.
You blew it, Blewett. I mean, I'm sure that he's been given that his whole life. Or would you rather just be called like CB at that point instead of say, you blew it?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just constantly, you blew it. You blew it. We were talking about that earlier in the week. It just, he is synonymous.
And his first name is Chris, by the way.
Yeah, it is Chris. Thank you. I had to look that up myself. Nobody knows who the hell this guy is.
I thought Dustin Hopkins was still the kicker for the football team.
What? Well, I'm sorry?
I thought Dustin Hopkins was still the kicker for the football team.
They've cycled and rotated, I think. Was it two? I think there might have been two kickers in between. That's a big penalty now. This game, it's 20 total points, 10-10. Remember, we went under 29.5, so I can deal with overtime. I can definitely deal with overtime. That's going to keep me under. What I can't deal with is a field goal. Oh, man. I put that tweet out, and Jeff Bruder, at Jeff Bruder, responds with the Adam Sandler clip. You blew it! From Billy Madison.
Never seen that movie.
That's all right. That's not one that I would say, oh, you have to go. Oh, come on. I'm not going to shame you, or at least attempt to, into having you watch that movie.
I appreciate that. Hey, you're the one that, you know, told me to watch Westworld, and that's the best recommendation you've ever given me.
Nice.
Well, I know it's like over now, but at the time, it was a very good recommendation.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. The first two seasons are definitely worth it. I would say they are definitely worth it without a doubt. But last season was forgettable by all means. Jacksonville still trying to get in. Unbelievable that this game is still going on. End it. Just end it. Say no. This is crazy that it's come down to this here as well. It's now second and 20 off of a holding penalty now. Push back 23 more yards. This is craziness. Also, just something to think about here. Wait, we can't have a full quarter left in this game, do we? This is a problem. Tampa Bay has a full quarter's worth of time now to really put some pressure on New Orleans. And look at that, a meaningless Jacksonville Jaguars touchdown that I'm sure did something from a DFS or player prop or what have you. That total is cooked. It was 44.5, so don't sweat that. But Jacksonville finally gets in. Problem I have now is I'm watching Denver, and they're moving the ball on the ground or in the air on the ground, meaning it's not hitting the ground, the ball specifically. So the clock is moving, but Broncos have it trying to get in. Dak Prescott inactive, by the way. Have fun with that one. Cooper Rush. But that line didn't move much either. You know, we'll break and wrap coming up, but I just want you to take a look if you can, if you're even into this. It's off the board, and we'll see if it comes back, but even the threat of no Dak, and I just need this to be the game-winning touchdown. That's fine. I'll take this touchdown from Melvin Gordon. With the extra points, it's 17-10. Maybe he misses it, and I'm in good shape because of field goal, what have you, but if they can just keep Tyler Heinicke and away from the end zone, then the under 29.5 hits. But I knew there'd be a sweat here. By all means, it was 10-10. There had to be another score at some point. I just needed it to only be a field goal or only be a touchdown. 23-21 still. Bucks with the ball. We'll update you on that when we get back. It's the NFL Rush.
Just saying it with Cole Thompson.
Lane Kiffin, honestly, is exactly what college football needs next. Let me explain why. Because of the way that you look at how the game changes, the way that you look at how we're using recruiting, how we're making sure that we land top-tier names, is on social media, it's on video platforms. Like, Lane Kiffin is all social media savvy. He's all up there on Twitter. He's all up there on Instagram. He lets recruits know right away, hey, listen, I'm here for you, and I'm going to make you feel special. This is what you're looking for if you want to build your program in the right direction. You need somebody who's with the times. Lane Kiffin is smart, he's witty, he's charming, and more importantly, he knows how to recruit for this next generation. that's what you're looking for. It's all about landing the next style of player to help your team thrive.
Just Saying It, weekday mornings from 5 to 7 Eastern.
Are you thinking that it's time to start looking for a new car? Then go to automotivemap.com to see the latest auto news, find out about what's ahead for your favorite brands, and learn how much that new car will cost you. automotivemap.com is your place to see reviews, check out the hottest exotic cars, read tales from the road, and get acquainted with the luxury automotive lifestyle. Into hot mods? Want to see the cars celebrities drive? Love a good restoration job? From off-roading to on-roading, automotivemap.com has it covered. Visit automotivemap.com today.
The Jake Asman Show.
Jake Asman Show.
This exemplifies the issue that the Yankees have. They think they're better than they actually are. This team has regressed. Right now, if the Yankees run it back with this core, they are a fourth-place team in their own division. The Yankees need to have wholesale changes to their roster. They need to change how they perceive themselves and realize that you're not that good. You know the Yankees were 19th in runs scored this year? I don't think Aaron Boone is the biggest problem for this team, but if they don't renew his contract because it's up in about 20 days from now, I can't sit here and say the wrong move. I don't blame Boone for everything. I blame Brian Cashman for more so putting this team together, thinking this team is so good. The Yankees need to get more athletic. They need to get better defensively. They need to totally overhaul this lineup.
The Jake Asman Show, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 Eastern.
Wake up call! Wake up call!
Le'Veon Bell, Devontae Freeman, Latavius Murray, they all scored. It's like, hey, if you at one time ran the football, come over here.
Exactly.
We could use you.
Did you have any success with an NFL team prior to this season?
Contact John Harbaugh today. You could be the next Baltimore starting running back.
This is amazing. I didn't even know Le'Veon Bell was on that team.
I didn't either.
Thanks, Ravens.
Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern.
You're listening to the NFL Rush on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Visit RufusTeague.com to get your sauce today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
Final couple of minutes here, and we're still winding down across the board. The one game that's over is over. 25-6. Well, no. 31-6. How did the Seahawks get that 1 point? Did they return a missed extra point?
They returned the onside kick and it was 30-6, and then it was they kicked the extra point, so it's 31-6, correct?
Well, actually, I don't know. Jags looks like they got that 7. I don't know what. This whole thing is messed up. Who cares about that game anyway? That's fine. The big one, of course, Chargers, Patriots. Here come the Patriots. 3 minutes, technically 3:14, and they're staring at what will be a 3rd and 8 from the Chargers' 8. Final timeout by the Chargers has just been called. This game is over. Field goal makes it a 2-possession game. The game is absolutely out of hand and over right now for a team that should be humiliated to lose a game like this. Chargers bought into all the stuff that was being written about them. This is a bad loss for the Chargers. It opens up the door of all things for all people, the Kansas City Chiefs now. Raiders are going to be there. I don't know what to make of them quite yet. Chargers should be ashamed of themselves. Walking, living, breathing letdown walked into their stadium. And at no point did they ever force Mac Jones to do anything more than just survive. Terrible approach to this game, and they deserve this L. Bucs Saints still going on. Here comes Brady. Thanks, Jack. We'll see you next week. At you.